Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're now on Red Circle, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also catch us on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe buttons. Also, check out FiveReasonsSports.com. That's right, FiveReasonsSports.com. Spell that one out. We do not have a paywall. You get all your written content there for free. And check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That includes Prize Picks. Use that code 5, F-I-V-E. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100. Go to Prize Picks. Use the code 5. Get the initial deposit matched up to $100. All you got to do again, with that code, you can play baseball, well, baseball when it's going on, but of course, basketball, football, MMA, boxing, that's our guy Brian Fonseca's specialty. Check it out. Go to Prize Picks. Use that code, 5. And now, tonight's episode. All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. Got a different crew tonight. Greg Sylvander's on Hangover Time on the YouTube channel, so we got Brady and Alex are at the game. So we got Sean Rochester. You can follow him at Sean Rochester. And or F Susie S Ross no Sean Rochester NBA is I was no S Rochester NBA I was right the third time. All right, and also Brian Fonseca New York. We try not to spell out the NY if we don't have to. All right, big win for the Miami Heat tonight. They fell behind without Jimmy Butler, kind of a late blow there that he hurt himself in warmups. We're still waiting for a report about that from Eric Spoelstra. But as often happens when Jimmy's out, Bam Adebayo takes over, and he had to because the starting backcourt of Hero and Lowry could not do anything for the majority of the game. Tyler hit a big three late. Haywood Highsmith with some big minutes tonight. He was on the court during the Heat's kind of climactic run. Again, the Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics. Now, no Marcus Smart, no Malcolm Brogdon, so they were a little shorthanded, but their backcourt actually played pretty well. White and Pritchard outplayed the Heat backcourt in this game. Jason Tatum was terrific. Miami pulls out the win. I mean, Brian, we were looking at it. What was the second half numbers for Bam?
21-12, because apparently he had 9-3 at halftime. And then he went and finished with 30-15.
That is insane. I mean, we've seen him have these kind of games without Jimmy. I remember a Nets game. I remember a Washington game. But it's still significant. I mean, when he does this, You know, it, particularly against a good team. And Boston, even without their backcourt, is a very good team. What I loved was when he got to his spot tonight, Sean, like, there was no hesitation. Like, he knew he was the man. He knew that the backcourt was not playing particularly well or up to standards. He stepped into that shot time after time. He kept making it. We see this progression now. We can talk about, is he a top 15 player? Obviously, with the defense, it fits in. But he's done this with Jimmy this year, but he really does it without Jimmy.
Yeah, Bam's going to be going to Utah, just not in the trade that everybody thought over the summer for Mitchell. He's going to be going there for the All-Star Games. Doing that on the national broadcast, I think he's punched his ticket there. He was dominant. And like you said, when he got to his spots, that little mid-range floater, back to the basket, squaring up, it was great to see because early in the game, there were some times where he faded away and had some issues with like not creating contact, not getting to his spot. And that last one that gave us the lead for good, that was pretty amazing. So I was glad to see that. And the dunk in transition, I mean, just everything that he had to do, he gave us a spark, and it's great to see when Jimmy's out.
Haywood Highsmith tonight in the supporting role, Brian. He was pretty damn good tonight. I mean, he was the only guy who could make a three for a long period of time. I we keep talking about what is he going to give you offensively. He's shooting 33% from three this season. But he's had games like this. Like, he has had games where he's been a key factor for them at the power forward position. I think that he's proven that there's a role for him going forward.
Yeah, and maybe he could be the starting four for 2 weeks until they figure that out at the trade deadline. But I think if this is kind of more of what I was expecting, because I was pretty not high in this from the standpoint of like, I think he can be, you know, this next great developmental story that's going to be one of the best players on their team. But high from the standpoint of like, I expected him to be a rotation player, which he has not always proven to be this season, but he has done so more as of late. You saw that tonight where he hit all four of his three-pointers, and him being able to hit off the catch and shoot is huge because they need to be able to stretch the floor from the forward spot. And he's been able to do that. He was able to do that tonight. And doing that on the floor with Bam, who was absolutely magnetic. Like, Sean just talked about it, but to do what he did against a team that, you know, there are jokes on Twitter. He's scared of Robert Williams. Robert Williams owns them. And to go out and do this against a Boston team that had not Robert Williams missing, right? Al Horford was out. And he was able to go at Robert Williams and go at the Celtics team and do all that stuff. And, you know, there were guys out on both sides. I think people were going to say, but this guy was out. Jimmy was out. Duncan, Yurt, you know, whoever else. And then Boston was missing like Jaylen Brown and Al Horford. Like, it was a mess. In the NBA, nobody's going to always be active, right? It just is what it is. And the Clippers, more than anybody else, like, they just throw out whoever. So for Bam to do this in general is big time. And Haywood Highsmith, I thought, was key in this victory as well.
Tyler Hero, I felt like, Sean, he was going to get the majority of the criticism tonight because we're so accustomed to criticizing Kyle Lowry for these type of games, and we'll have to talk about Kyle here in a second. Vic was consistently aggressive. Tyler was consistently off. but he made the big three, and actually, when it left his hand, it looked pretty damn good when he took that shot. So I give him credit for taking it, right? Like, I understand that, like, he has to be better than Pritchard in a game like this. Like, you're paying Tyler Hero to be better than Pritchard, but you also don't want him to shy away from those kind of moments.
Yeah, obviously not a great shooting night, 4-19. Did have six assists, so that's a positive thing there. You know what I said in our group chat? I think in a night like this without Jimmy, you don't really have any other options. I mean, obviously it became Bam, but there weren't a lot of reliable offensive options. So you almost had to live and die with Tyler finally finding his shot. He hit the big three, as you said, but I think he was good. I mean, he passed up some layups, which frustrates Heat fans. For some reason, we like to do that. But I think his floor game, especially late, was very good. He got downhill, he got to the basket, made the nice little floater there with under a minute left. And, you know, it wasn't his best game by any means, but he was good enough and made the big play on defense, making that steal on that cross-court pass.
All right, want to mention another of our sponsors here. It's A Aggressive Insurance. Go to insurancebylynette.com. Insurancebylynette.com. There you can find life insurance, renter's insurance, and also car insurance. If you don't have a great driving record, she's the person to go to. She's also a huge Miami Heat fan who's on all of our streams, commenting, so you can talk the Heat with her. She's based in the Lauderhill area, but you can service all of South Florida. So go to insurancebylynette.com for A Aggressive Insurance. All right, speaking of aggressive tonight, I thought their defense at times against Tatum was overly aggressive. They gave up some things there in terms of maybe trapping him a little bit too hard at times. But I liked, on the aggressive front, I liked Oladipo's aggressiveness tonight. Even though he was not efficient, he kept coming. And that was, I thought, a big factor kind of as they went forward. Brian, as we look at where Vic is right now and what he can actually contribute to this team, I still feel like we're at a ahead of expectations area at this stage. But what else do you want to see?
Just consistency on offense, like, to simplify it, right? Like, you want to see him. He's never going to be like a 38, 39, 40% three-point shooter. Like, I think you'll sign for 35%. I think you'll sign for him doing that on a reasonable volume. And him being able to attack and finish, drive and kick, do some of those things and add some dimensions to the offense, which he does try to do. Like, he's always, there's one thing about Victor Oladipo that I really like is that the effort is generally there when he's out there, right? He's not one of the guys on this team. You have questions about some guys' effort some nights this season, but he's not one of the guys on this team who you feel like is lagging behind. And by the way, this team has been playing better. They're 15-7 in their last 22 now with this victory, right? And Victor Oladipo's return is a big part of that because they've been playing better since he's gotten back and since he's gotten to the swing of things. So just more of that. On defense, sometimes he could be overly aggressive, but like you appreciate that about him and sometimes it pays off. And tonight he was able to, like, he was one of the reasons that they held the Celtics to 95 points. Like, even though like Jaylen Brown was out and this guy was out, whatever the case may be, this is an NBA game in 2023 where you're seeing 98-95 at the end of third quarters. This was a 98-95 final, one that I appreciate as somebody who does find the beauty in low scoring basketball. When it's ugly, because I'm a psycho, but also because you have guys like Victor Oladipo who could really muck it up on a defensive end of the floor. You don't want him to have too much responsibility because it's just not fair for a guy to like have that burden. You want to keep him to not a minutes restriction, but you just don't want to have him in like a totally featured role. And you'd rather have the big nights come where you don't need them. And I think that he's able to impact games even when he's not efficient. And that says a lot about where he is now in comparison to where he was previously.
All right. We're going to mention the big picture here. And I want you guys both to touch on this. One more sponsor before we go. ODM Performance Solutions. Go to odmpsi.com. We tell you the performance solution for every single game. They can get you C-suite level leadership all the way down the chain. They also have call centers. So if your business is looking for consulting help, go to odmpsi.com for ODM Performance Solutions. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Deion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly. So I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, performance solution tonight was they turned up their defense and that run. No question about it. They won without Jimmy, something that they don't typically do. Again, Tatum, the best player, you know, on the Celtics, was on the floor on the other side. He played a high-level game, which is something that he did in the first game for Boston, up in Boston, but didn't do in the second game. He has had sort of some erratic games against the Heat at times, but he shot the ball well tonight, and he was really good. Let's just go big picture here, because we're doing all these trade deadline episodes. I feel like this is going to make Heat fans feel a little bit better right now, but then get a little bit cautious in the sense of, uh-oh, are they not going to make a trade now? Does tonight, I mean, they are winning a lot of games recently. You know, they've lost some that they should win, so the record could be even better. But let's just say tonight, does this change your mind in terms of anything they need, Sean?
No, I think, you know, a good advice that I got a long time ago from Coach Fiorentino was never get too high or get too low. When you're talking about coaching or anything, this team, you just got to stay right in the middle. Like, if you get so high about, yes, we beat the number one Boston Celtics, and you get too low when you lose to a shorthanded bad team, like, they're kind of showing us who they are. They're somewhere in the middle of the pack. I wouldn't get too excited about wins like this. Brian makes a good point. They won 15 out of 22, I think is what it is now. They're stacking wins, which is important. It's better than losing those games, but it's not like all of a sudden they're, you know, a contender without making a move. So I just think it's a good trend, but I wouldn't overreact to it in any way.
All right, Brian. I mean, Heat fans are not going to say don't make a trade now. You did beat the best team in the Eastern Conference. You seem to be getting a little bit closer to securing a six, at least, which is, you know, to me, the baseline for what this team should be, somewhere between 3 and 6 before the end of the season. So that is promising, I would assume.
Well, don't look now, but the Knicks beat the Cavs tonight, and that means that the Heat are just 2 games behind the 5th spot in the Eastern Conference. And look, to me, I think 2 moves minimum between now and the trade deadline, or at least 2 players minimum. Like, the entire time I've been looking for some version of, maybe not, it doesn't have to be the same build, but some version of that 2019-2020 trade where you landed Andre Iguodala and, more importantly, Jay Crowder along with Solomon Hill, and you were able to get a couple role players to be in your rotation and really stabilize your offense and defense and help you go on that run. Like, I'm looking for something like that, not something huge. And there are enough names out there, like combinations of players, a shooter and a four and a five, something along those lines. Maybe you can get 3 like you did that year, right? They have enough, I think, to make that sort of deal to get rotation players. I don't think this changes much. I think if anything, it pushes you towards like, hey, maybe there's something that you can salvage here that doesn't have to just, you know, roll over and just go into the playoffs as presently constructed, because I don't think that's the move. And I think that we'd be disingenuous to say that that's the case.
All right. Thanks to Brian. Thanks to Sean. I'm with both of you guys. I actually think I agree with you in the sense that this tells me, all right, you got this Bam. You got Jimmy coming back. Tyler's not going to shoot that poorly all the time. Maybe adding a complimentary piece would actually give you a shot in a game or a series against this team. We'll see. All right. So check them out. ODMPSI.com, PrizePicks.com. Use that code 5. And of course, A Aggressive Insurance. Go to insurancebylynette.com. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.